Returning to our main story this morning, and the Australian Jewish community is in mourning after an attack at Bondi Beach killed 16 people, injuring many others. The Prime Minister, the New South Wales Premier and New South Wales Police are currently providing an update. They've confirmed that 16 people have died, with victims ranging from a 10-year-old to an 87-year-old. New South Wales Police have also confirmed the two shooters were father and son. Allegra Spender is the independent member for Wentworth, the electorate which includes Bondi Beach. Allegra Spender, thank you for joining me this morning on Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
How are the members of your electorate, the members of your community, how are they feeling this morning?
I think the entire community is absolutely devastated and in mourning. I think this is an attack on the Jewish community, but it is an attack on our entire community and our way of life. And it, I think, is one of the darkest days in Australian history.
This is going to increase fear for Jewish Australians, many of whom have already been fearful about their safety. What impact does that fear have?
I spoke to people last week just on the phone who was saying, look, we're not sure if we're safe here, we're not sure if we should leave. Imagine how they feel today. I spoke to people last night who said, look, we're taking off our, you're taking off our mezuzahs, symbols of Jewish of Jewish community on their front doors. They're taking them off because they are afraid. So this is how the community feels, and I think it is up to the entire country, absolutely security and police and government, but up to all of us to seek over time to restore the faith of the Jewish community in their safety here.
On a practical level, what is it the members of the community can do right now to assist members in your community directly affected and those more broadly who will be feeling the impact of this? I'm sure your office is offering support to members of the community as well.
Absolutely. I think the first thing is just at a personal level, please reach out to any members of the Jewish community you know, colleagues, friends, maybe people you've lost touch with, and just reach out and say that you are there for them right now, that you have their back, and that you reject what has happened overnight. I think that is so important over the days and months to say we are here for the Jewish community, and we recognise that an attack on the Jewish community is an attack on our Australian values, and it is an attack on all of us. Then at a practical level, there are things like, you know, giving blood. There's a call out for lifeline for blood literally today, please, for those people. That is, again, a practical thing that that you can do.
What is required of our national leaders at a time like this?
I think, you know, the first thing is there to be there for the community, but we need to understand what happened, how it happened, and how we can never let it happen again. And this is going to be very hard, but that is what we need. And at the same time, I think collectively we need to, as a country actually, just recognise that this is an attack on our social cohesion, on what it means to be Australian. We cannot be complacent about the safety and cohesiveness of our absolutely wonderful country. And so, you know, collectively at a government level, but also at a personal level, we all need to step up and pursue that, but also at the same time hold this country together for the fact that we don't care what faith you are, we don't care what ethnicity you are, we don't care what sexuality you are welcome here if you are someone who wants to live by Australian values.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Federal MP for Wentworth, Allegra Spender, is our guest. Her seat encompasses Bondi Beach and the surrounding areas. Allegra, the federal government is still considering its response to the Anti-Semitism Envoy's report. This is a report that something you wanted to see developed. We've seen the government not yet give its official response. How urgently is action needed on some of the recommendations in that report?
Absolutely. I mean, this report has been with the government for some months. The government needs to urgently respond to this report, and you know, make its response. It has had this For some months. And, you know, there will be further developments that come out of the investigations of what happened yesterday. And that may mean different responses as well. But that is part of what the government urgently needs to do.
The Prime Minister suggested last night that more funding for security could be something they could do quickly. In your view, is that the priority at this point?
Absolutely. Security is most important right now. You know, I haven't been to a synagogue or a Jewish school, you know, for years without going through security. This is how the Jewish community lives every day. But there are other parts of our community and within, you know, Jewish businesses and other areas. People are afraid. They are afraid this morning to open their doors and go about their work. So there is a lot of work to be done, both from a security point of view, but also more broadly. And that will mean funding, but that also means visible police presence and then working out what collectively we need to do to keep the community safe.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed an attack like this on Australia's recognition of Palestinian statehood, and he says the government's policies are promoting and encouraging anti-Semitism in Australia. What do you make of those remarks from Benjamin Netanyahu?
I think that Australia is one of the most welcoming countries in the world, but we have collectively let down the Australian Jewish community, and the rise of anti-Semitism in this country is frightening and has come in the worst and has come an outcome that none of us believed would ever happen, but has happened today or yesterday. I think that we collectively need to respond. You know, I believe that the government, you know, has made missteps in relation to anti-Semitism, but we do not know what happened yesterday, why it happened, and whether it has any links to any of these things. So I think that we need to understand what happened yesterday and why it did, and then understand how to make sure it never happens again.
Is there a message for your community in particular? Obviously, this is something that impacts across Australia and will impact in parts of the Jewish community especially. But what's a message that you want to leave your community with at this point as we're still dealing and reeling with the aftermath of the information, but also looking ahead to what can be done?
That I think firstly I want to say that I'm so proud of how so many people acted yesterday. The heroism, just the care that people show is incredible, and that is what makes me so proud to be part of this community. So thank you for everybody for what you did. And we collectively in our community are going to have to wrap our arms around the Jewish community, not just our local community, but across the country. And I know that we can do that. So I'm so proud of our community. But to the Jewish community, you know, this is the most devastating thing that can have ever happened to any part of the community. And please know that we recognise this isn't just an attack on you. It's an attack on Australia, on our values, and that we collectively will respond. I believe that Australians will come together and reject the extremism of yesterday, because those people, they do not speak for Australia. They are extremists and do not speak for this country.
Allegra Spender, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mel.